Well, there was a very strong movement on among some of the college presidents, most of them junior college presidents, to do away with hiring faculty on tenure track and hiring only temporary faculty. And I missed, I think, about 2 months of the fall term after having back surgery, and Sandra Wilcox took over as vice president. But after I got back, I resumed going to the Board of Regents meetings, and they made me the chairman of the faculty subcommittee, so I felt I had to go. And that issue was something that, as far as I know, all the faculty who weren't totally intimidated, who represent the different schools, were quite disturbed about. Bert Bock was the vice chancellor, and he's the one who convened our meetings and then pretty much turned it over to us. And we made a very strong remonstrance and were able to, I don't think we killed it off, but we certainly slowed it down because it was a definite attack on tenure. And the next year, I can't remember clearly how it happened. I'd have to go back and shuffle some paper, but I kept going to those meetings even though someone else was the faculty senate president, and the issue was still lingering, and we were still fighting it, and I assume that it's still a problem even today.
Something that we're even talking about in the Senate now, mm-hmm. about the number of tenured faculty versus part-time faculty versus adjuncts, and what are those proportions.
Yeah.
So we do have reoccurring issues, don't we?
Well, I can see the advantages, particularly in tough years for funding the budget, of replacing senior faculty by getting early retirement or something like that with a much cheaper assistant professor. That's legitimate, but hiring people as disposable just to save money, it seems to me, is unconscionable and certainly a blow against academic freedom.